Yeah, but Liverpool were always going to look for further reinforcements. They're not going to go into the season with just one right back. They'll want lots of options everywhere.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. You're listening to OTB's Breakfast Bite.
Yeah! We say good morning to Tim Clancy. Tim, good morning to you. How are you?
How are things, man?
Pretty good. How are things with you guys at the minute? It's been a really brilliant start to the season in many respects. And yet I'd say you're kind of pissed off you don't even have more points on the board given the quality of some of the performances.
Yeah, look, I think we probably let a few points go in the home game against Sligo. Possibly against Galway as well, but I think we're probably lucky to get our Turner's Cross on Friday night with just a point against Drogheda. So look, they even themselves out, but performance wise I think we're really happy in most of the games, and getting a point away at Shelburne and Tolka Park 2 weeks ago before the international break was a good result as well. So we're happy enough as a start to the season.
How has the season gone so far in terms of what you thought it was going to be like? Have there been bits that surprised you in terms of even the quality of your own performances at stages along the way, or are you about level with where you thought you would be?
Well, look, I think from looking in from last season, obviously we were in the first division, but you keep an eye on the Premier Division, you've seen it was very competitive, and it's probably even more so this year. I think every game you turn up at every game, you go in after. I know I heard other managers, I think Duffer said it as well, you check the results after games on a Friday night and you don't know what they expect. You've no idea what the results are going to be and who's going to beat who. And look, we're coming to, I suppose, the end of the first round of games, and it's still very, very tight throughout the whole league. One result or two results in a row could catapult you up the table or down the table. So, it's been brilliant. Obviously, the media attention, the buzz around the league, it's been brilliant to be a part of.
Are you, Tim? How's Sean Maguire getting on?
Yeah, look, Sean, he came off against Waterford with a hamstring issue. Not ideal. Himself and Greg Bulger came off in that game. And we only got Conor Sullivan back this week from injury from the first day of the season. So Malik Drixdale's out and a couple of other first-team players. So, look, we went with a tight squad. And obviously you want to try and avoid injuries to your main players. And look, Sean, he is our number one player at the club, so to lose him for a good few weeks was a bit disappointing, but he's recovering well and we're hoping to get him back now and in the next lot of weeks.
Yeah, I was planning to ask about Conor Sullivan later in the chat, but since you mentioned him there, just how exciting of a prospect is O'Sullivan? Like, so young, but given a fairly prominent shirt number by yourselves wearing number 11, came on against Drogheda. I know he lost possession for the goal, but there's a huge amount of excitement around him in Cork and beyond. What kind of a talent are you talking about here, Tim?
Look, he's a special kid. He's a really, really good player. I think physically he's very good. He's not the tallest, but he's very strong and he's powerful and he's explosive over a few yards. But technically he's one that it's not even just our own fans we'll get excited about. Sorry, it'll be opposition fans as well when they see him play. Look, he's a really, really talented player. He's obviously had a serious injury a few years back at 16, which is probably why there wasn't a lot of attention on him maybe, but look, he's made up for that last season, and I think for as long as we have him this season, I think it's going to be he's going to be brilliant for the league to see.
I was struck by how transparent you are after the Drogheda game on Friday, speaking on television about how disappointed you were at the performance, and I think it was rightly so, because Rory Keaton had that chance at the start of the game where kind of scuffed his shot in the left foot, but I counted, I think there was about four different times Drogheda could have scored in the first 8 minutes and they had that disallowed goal. But then you get back into the side with the penalty, and I could never see a conclusive view of that, whether that was a handball or not, but it looked like from the Drogheda reaction that it might have been. But I guess, like, the old cliche goes there, and it is true, is that, like, it's a sign of a good team if you're getting something from a game where you don't play well. So there was there a bittersweet nature to your instant reaction on Friday night from what happened?
No, there was. Look, we're fairly pragmatic. We want to be honest. We're not going to paint something that's not there. I think it's probably the poorest we've played this season. Drogheda had a lot of chances, and I think their expected goals was very high. But I think about four or five occasions in the game, they had maybe three or four chances in the space of 5 seconds. So it probably paints a picture that they were knocking the door down the whole game. I think you said it there, the first 8 minutes they had a couple of goal mouth scrambles where there's blocks and the keeper makes a save and maybe one goes past the post, and it looks like they're dominating the whole game. Drogheda are very, very efficient and effective in how they play. And look, you look at the grand scheme of things, and you look at the stats of the game, we didn't create enough chances, but we had 67, nearly 7% of the possession. It's just that we didn't do enough with it, whereas Drogheda had, were very effective with the 30, 33% that they had. So disappointing in regards to the chances we probably coughed up, and it was maybe a bit of old school defending, not dealing with balls into the box and creating panic. And I think we lacked a little bit of composure then to try and put your foot in the ball and play through lines and have the composure to go out the opposite side where the space was. But yeah, look, we're not going to dress it up. It's live on telly. Enough people could watch it. So there's no point in me coming out afterwards saying it was a brilliant performance when it wasn't.
This week on Diverted.
Do you have savings to do that or?
So when I return to Ireland, I will have €0.
This week, we're going to Chile.
¿Hace poco aprendiste a hablar español?
Well, mi español es muy mal.
Es como el inglés mío.
We're going to be visiting the Palestinian football club in Santiago.
Here in Chile, there's the biggest colony of Palestine outside Palestine and outside the Middle East, yes.
And we'll also be telling you about a legendary pair of brothers who made it all the way to the World Rugby Hall of Fame for Chile. Coming every Tuesday to your podcast feed, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tune in and get diverted
on Off the Ball.
Now, we are delighted to say John Hegarty, the Wexford manager, is with us ahead of their game this weekend. John, good morning to you. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Ger. Good morning.
It's been a great season so far. I guess it could have been slightly better, maybe with a different performance at the end last weekend. But I'd say, all things considered, you must be pretty excited about the start of the second phase of the year.
If I was talking to you on Saturday evening around 7:30, I would have had a different answer. But looking back at it now, if you'd offered me before Christmas that we would comfortably qualify, a couple of games to spare, and we would slightly mess up in a league final, I'd have taken hand and all. You know, so look, yeah, we're happy with the progress we've made, even though it is still like relatively earlier in the year.
When in the league did you start to realise that actually the work that you'd done was showing dividends?
I'd say probably the last four games of last year's league. You know, after the result in Leitrim, there was a newfound kind of, it's a cliche, but we really did just decide after that game we would block out every external distraction, just go for a game by game basis. And the consistency that the lads showed there, I felt that, you know, if we could continue to develop on that, and we've always said that, like, there isn't any siege mentality. We're not building on a gimmick. We're trying to build something solid. And so we'd like to think that we were better last year than we were in year one, and that all the way with our training from the start of the year this year, I felt that we were improving again. So it was nice to be able to put a run of consistent games together and like I said, building on the back end of last year's league.
Do you know what's impressive about that, John, is that, like, with that heartbreak of last year, and I was thinking, well, that must have played into how good this year has been, but it's a long time between, if you think about it. So to be able to have that in your mind and then use it is, I think, for me, what's most impressive about it.
Yeah, like, but I don't overstate the fact that it was a rallying cry or, you know, we felt we were hard done by. We just, it's a slight nuance difference, but we just felt that we deserved a little bit more than we got.
Yeah.
And so with that in our mind, we tried to take the confidence from how we responded to that and say, look, there is plenty there. You know, let's not become disillusioned over a result or a decision, and let's try to build on the good stuff that we were doing. And I think that's really what's come on. I suppose playing in Rathkeel in our second game against Limerick, you know, that was a kind of a marker on the road for us, and a win down there and a deserved win, to be fair, against a good side. was something that, again, showed us we're maybe heading in the right direction.
To listen to this morning's Off The Ball Breakfast in full, become a member at offtheball.com/join now.